The latch. The latch. The latch. The latch. What is the latch? The latch is something that we are all interested in, we're all familiar with. The latch is something that we all care about because the latch is where we live. Now, what does the latch mean to you? What does the latch mean to you? We'll bring that up with a little bit of music, a little bit of magic. What does the latch mean to you? The latch to me means that which makes available a gate, a drawer, a car. This morning, as I was walking back from the monastery to the Hermitage, I walked up the staircase here and up the beautiful pink path, pink tiled path, and I went by the first gate and it was all properly closed, and I went by the second gate and it was ajar. It was standing open a little bit, and I thought, now why is that second gate standing open? Who has come through the second gate? Have the dogs opened it? No, it's too high up for the dogs to open it. Some person went through that gate and didn't close it properly. Now, why do we have latches on gates? We have latches on gates so that they can be opened and closed. Now, here at the monastery, we have rules of the house, and one of the first rules of the house that everyone has memorized and written in gold leaf across their mind: if you open it, close it. If you open it, close it. So if we open the gate, we should close it. If we do anything, we should close it. Now, I, of course, get after everybody who comes into the Hermitage, and I always keep the doors closed so that the little creepy crawly creatures don't come crawling in when I don't know about it, since I sleep on the floor. And it'd be wonderful to wake up the middle of the night and see a little wonderful little rattlesnake there saying, "Hi, guy, oh, you want to crawl in and get comfy, huh?" You know, or the little black beetles that love to crawl in through the open doors. If the doors are open, the screen door should be closed so that they cannot come in. Now, I have nothing against them. I think they're perfectly wonderful creatures. I capture them and put them on a little piece of card and take them and put them outside, and that's okay. But I shouldn't have to do that. I have many more things that are fascinating for me to do. If you open it, close it. Now, who opened it? Well, that's another point. If the person who opened it didn't close it, and another person came along and found it opened, that means they should not close it, because that means that that is what they should not close. So, if you go by the Hermitage and you see the doors open, and you think, gee, I should close them because that's the proper thing to do, well, don't. If the dogs are running free and the cats are running out and so forth, and they're not under control, it doesn't matter. Don't close it, because the rule is, if you open it, close it, and if you close it, open it. So, what's that all about? Where does the word common sense come in? Where does the word judgment come in? Now, somebody leaves the car door open, and they come in the house, and they forget about it. And so you see the car door open, and you say to yourself, "Oh, goodness, the car door shouldn't be left open, so I will close it." And you close it, and then somebody comes out, "I was just bringing stuff out to carry into the car." Well, that's fine, I'll open it for you. But it's a good thing to do that, isn't it? It's a good thing to do it. Now, another thing around here, when we park our cars, we put the brakes on the golf carts, but we don't put the brakes on any other car. And this morning, I was driving the pickup truck, and I was wondering why it's a little sluggish, and I looked down, the brake light was on. And I thought, who in the world put the brakes on? We put it in park, and we put the park handle on, but somebody stepped on the brake pedal, that is the emergency brake pedal, and pushed it down. And so I thought, well, that's interesting. So I pulled it up and let it be free. But you see, if you drive with the emergency brake pedal on, then the car will burn up the brake pedal, and it will not have the emergency brake after a while. So we would certainly not need to put the emergency brake pedal on in the garage, because that's level, or on most of the other places that we are around here, because that's level. So we want to be very careful of these things. The rule is if you open it, close it, and if you close it, open it. Remember that common sense also comes into play here. The common sense of what is intelligent to do. And if something silly were to happen and somebody were to say, please open the door for me, I'm putting my groceries in. So you open the door. And then they get in the car and they say, well, now you opened it, closed it. That's the rule around here. If you open it, close it. And you think to yourself, well, that's interesting. That's an interesting attitude to have. Here they tell me to open the door when I hadn't intended to open the door. And then they tell me to close the door because that's the rule. Now, what if they told me to open the door again? Would that be the rule? Now, why do I open the door? I open a door because I want to use it open. And then when I'm done using it open, then I close it. Now, if I am opening the door for somebody else, then that comes into a different category, doesn't it? Don't close the door. I got to leave here. I got to close the door. I opened it, so I got to close it. But don't close it. I'm in the process of putting this. Don't close it. I got my foot halfway in the door. Don't do it, you know. And you have to use a little common sense, you know. And in life, like that too, you have to use a little common sense. It's a wonderful thing, but it's a very important thing. Now, we have many international travelers going past our property. And when I see a gate ajar in the middle of the night, I think to myself, I should go investigate why that gate was left ajar. Do we have an international traveler stopping in to get a drink of water at our swimming pool? Do we have an international traveler doing this or doing that or doing the other thing? I'm not worried. I'm curious. And if I have someone coming through like that, I encourage them to go on their way. I am not their law enforcement agency. I just tell them, go on your way. But if you have a tendency to leave gates open and leave doors open in the middle of the night, just remember that I have eyes in the back of my head, in the front of my head, and everywhere else, and I have ears that hear from here to Tucumcari, New Mexico, or maybe Edmontingen in Switzerland, and I know what's going on, and really many of the rest of you do too. So don't leave things ajar if you open them, whoever you are. Always close a gate when you go through it. Always open a gate before you go through it, unless you've passed that test already, that you don't have to open it. You just, what do we call it, merging or something? We merge with it, yeah. Now, that's not too far away. You may laugh and you may say, my God, but just look at all the things that have happened in a very short time. We have done some rather remarkable things. How many of you can tell me what holographic drawings are? A holographic drawing is a drawing that is three-dimensional. And now they have it on slides. And my son Mark has it on his computer system so that when he makes a drawing of a part for his engine or his plane, he makes a holographic drawing, and it turns around, and he can see where its strengths are and where its weaknesses are and how it needs to be improved here, improved there, and runs its tensile strength test and stuff. It's rather remarkable. Now, years ago, he would have had a trial and error it, and the work that he did on creating this new engine would not have taken him a matter of a month or so. It would have taken years, because each test had to be made by itself. Now, this is what the automotive industry. You say, why doesn't the automotive industry come out with new cars and new things more often? Well, they try to use the old tried and true frames, which are tested and proven to work, and then they do their special thing with structural, non-structural things for cosmetic looks. And that way they can do that. But the structural frame must be A1, must stand up to the test of many, many rigid tests. Now, when we are living here, and we are living in the world, and we are going to see storekeepers, we're going to see doctors and dentists and lawyers and people of various natures for various purposes, what do we do? Well, I would recommend that each one of you take a few moments. And I said to Brian today, I would like to have the ruts in the road out in front here filled so that when I walk up and down there in the middle of the night in the dark, I don't step into a rut and have an uncomfortable step. And then I said I'd like to have the sides a little bit cosmetically balanced, and this step up into the three spots there, the two drives down by the Hermitage and the walk up here by the monastery. And he says, fine. And about 20 minutes later, I went out there, and here he was doing all of it. And he did the preparation on the entrance to the drives totally different than I planned, but absolutely efficient and beautiful. And the way he handled the shovel and the way he handled everything was just like a master. I just marvel at the way he does his work with such professionalism, and perhaps some of it he'd never done before. But he looks at it and he thinks, how would I like it done? And then he does it that way. And that's very commendable. We want to be very careful, all of us, that we do everything that we do very commendable, very beautiful, so that we would do it the way we'd like to have it done. And when we do that, then we are great. But always remember, anytime any of us make ourselves indispensable, that's the time we're going to be dispensed with. That's the time we're going to have a cold and we can't do our work, or we're going to have something happen where we have to be away or something, and we can't do it, and so the show must go on. And the show goes on. But always be very careful that you don't make yourself into something that is going to be uncomfortable for you. Because if you make yourself into something that's going to be uncomfortable for you, you're not going to be very happy, and you're not going to live a long, happy, joyous life. So, the latch. One of you may want to tell me that you opened the latch. And if none of you want to tell me that, then I'll just presume that we had an international visitor coming into the swimming pool area wanting to get a drink of water or whatever. So be master of yourself always. And never be afraid to tell the truth. You may get hung for it. You may get shot for it. You may get put in prison for it. And you also stand up for it. Because Jesus stood up for the truth. All the other great people of the world. What was her name? Joan of Arc. She stood up for the truth, and she was burned on the stake. I mean, here, God told her in her own inner self to do something, and she was successful in doing it on behalf of her country. And the church burned her because she said that God spoke to her and not through the church to her. Fortunately, we're no longer in that sort of a condition. And we can say, fortunately, and we say, praise the divine within us. Be aware and know that you're fantastic, because I love you.
Thank you. Thank you.